We are live. We're very, very live. This is Chapack Live. It is a weekly podcast where we talk about this, that, and the other thing. I'm scaredly watching my Adobe Audition do some weird stuff, but I think we're going to be okay. You might notice things look a little bit different. I am joined in person by one of the illustrious duo of my lovely co-host. Caleb Cole is sitting behind me at some point. I probably should pull up where I'm looking at. Yeah, right over there. He's right there.
I feel like I'm a newscaster because it's like camera one, camera two. You know, like I'm going back and forth.
But camera two. Just focus on your camera probably, or you'll probably
it's more fun. I look creepier in your camera, so I'm like farther back and over your shoulder, so I'm probably going to focus on that one because that's way more entertaining than this.
Oh, I see Dot.
Yeah.
Although I feel my like girlfriend cut my hair, and I have a faux hawk.
Yeah, you do look, your hair has grown from that, you cut it recently. It's grown out a little bit since you cut it.
My head comes to a point. That's not just growing out, that is, my head was
Yeah,
cut.
You do got a faux hawk thing.
That's what I'm saying. The worst thing is my older brother used to wear a faux hawk for a long time, and so he probably thinks I'm copying him.
You are copying him.
I'm not. I told Kelsey
the
you
other
just
member
like
of the illustrious duo that you can hear chatting there is Trevor Heim. Trevor, what's going on, man?
Not too much. I was gonna say on Paul's camera, it kind of looks like you guys are one of those like late night shows right now. So Caleb's like the musical backup in the background over there.
It would be cool if Caleb could be playing some ditties and tunes for us here. Here we go.
Oh.
So, what's the deal with airline peanuts? Am I right?
Bravo.
Hear the news today.
It works.
Hear well the done. News today, right? The news, right? The news. It's something, huh? That was... Have you guys... And Caleb, this is going to be completely against what you want to do, but before I go off on this tangent, this is the Chat Pack Podcast, where each week we gather around and talk about this, that, and the other thing. Today's thing is the future of video games. We're going to talk about our hopes are for the next generation of video games, what we're thinking about for the next generation of video games, what our hopes are, and some bold personal predictions that you really want to happen in the video game world. But before we get to that, I don't know if it's you guys have ever noticed this or if any of the people that do watch us live here at twitch.tv/chat_pack, we have a lot of synchronized sipping on this show. No show I feel like would make people think that we live in a simulation more than this one, because I swear you guys just did it and there's been countless other cases on this show.
I mean, I feel like one of us will go to take a drink and then the other two will be like, oh, that's a good idea. And then everyone drinks.
I purposely avoided that because Caleb pulled it up and it was like, man, I really wanted to drink after that one. But also, shout outs to your mug, Trevor.
Oh yeah,
Paul, should we? Trevor, should we tell Paul about the drinking game we play with him?
Is there a drinking game that we play?
Yeah, no, yeah, never mind. Yeah, it's not a drinking game.
Diving into the chat here, S Joan Mojo says, "Camera two, what's the weather, Caleb?" It's been a great day here, and let's follow in with our Chat Pack Live meteorologist, Caleb Cole. Caleb, how's that weekend looking like? I got a picnic planned, and I hope it's going to be a good one.
It smells like mildew down here.
Thanks, Caleb. Really appreciate that. I'm looking forward to a great sunny day at the park with the family. Coming up, raccoon rips face off of local woman. Was it an Antifa plot? Find out more at 7.
I didn't know this was Fox News all of a sudden.
A little bit humor there. Edgy. Funny guy. Anyway, we want to get into the topic here. But first off, we took a week off. It's been a little crazy. People have been doing some stuff. Sorry about that. Hopefully going to do a double dip week this week. Is the goal to have this posted tomorrow? I don't know when this is going to go up. This is going to go up whenever. We might do another podcast later this week. Or, you know, we might have had a 2 week off period. But it happens. We're back. We're live. We're here. We didn't go anywhere but those places we went to in those 2 weeks. But it'll probably, going forward, unless we can figure this out, it's going to be a two-man show. Are you going to be our man on the field?
Oh.
Podcasting across America?
the what is it, the field?
Yeah.
Field caster?
Yeah, you'd be our man in the field.
Man on the road?
Probably not. I mean, there's going to be situations where I can, because you can still, I don't know, if I think I'd mentioned that I'd gotten a new headset, and that nice new computer headset can connect to your phone through Bluetooth, and you can still use your microphone. And the quality is okay. I mean, it's like a gaming headset quality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Cool. We'll see. Only time will tell.
An interesting perspective because of the great adventure. But anyway, Trev, how's things on your end, buddy?
They're going pretty well. It's been very, very hot here. It's been like in the hundreds, basically, since I've been back, which is pretty toasty. But we've been going up paddleboarding and stuff and getting out on the water, which has been nice. And yeah, just hanging out. I did some climbing, which was really cool, in this canyon I've never been to before, which I'm going to force Caleb to go to.
Did you hit a K7?
I don't know what that means.
What the fuck is a K7?
Vert up on the Nanner factor on the nose rock.
Is he trying to talk in climbing terms?
I wasn't snowboarding, but...
Yeah. He didn't like quite hit a backside roadie off the quinoa feature. Backside roadie off the quinoa feature.
Blasting dookies.
I do like how they just came up with just ridiculous names for those tricks, but see, it literally just happened. It literally just happened again. Both of you guys took a drink at the same time. I swear to God, it's a conspiracy.
Paul, you mentioned something about a topic.
I did mention something about a topic. Thank you, Caleb. So, for those who are unaware, the next generation of consoles is knocking on our doors. PlayStation has some more information coming out about games in a couple of days. Microsoft just showed off a bunch of games 2 weeks ago at this point. And obviously PC still there. Switch, we don't know. Nintendo still has to have something up their sleeve because their last real big named game of this year just came out, which was the new Paper Mario. There aren't any real big Nintendo first party games that are slated to even release or like have even been talked about in the past or for the rest of the year. So I'm sure there's information out there. But guys, what are your hopes for the future of video games? Is it graphics? Is it no load times? Is it the next wave of games? What are you excited about in the next world of video games? And are any one of you ever going to consider getting one of these next-gen consoles at some point?
Well, I have a computer. So I don't think I'm really, you know, why would I get a next-gen console?
When can't play Sony games. Big bad Steve.
Steve was scared away by the microphones.
He realized he was live. He was live on air, candid camera. I just went back and watched the quick replay on the Twitch feed. It was funny. Just walked down the stairs.
Paul, you're just asking basically about any video games in the future, what we're stoked about?
Not just that, but like where what do you think? Next generation of consoles, not so much nowadays, but you usually think better looking games. Games are obviously going to run better, especially on console. The most powerful consoles ever are coming out.
They're always the most powerful consoles ever.
Yeah, yeah. And I see your points with the easy. It's like, yeah, I have a PC. I'm not going to get it. Now, you're missing out on the complete Sony library, at least for now. Because they are putting some games on PC, okay. Some of their big hitters.
I will say, I was pissed when I found out that Bloodborne, after I just beat Sekiro like 3 days ago, it was incredible, by the way. But Bloodborne, made by something Miyazaki, I can't remember his first name. You know, he like runs all those games, and he was not able to... we have somebody coming in here.
Did he bring groceries to the show?
No, those are for tomorrow.
Huh?
Thanks, Steve. Broken lamp. It's going to add to the vibes down here.
So for those who are listening, Paul's roommate came and delivered a broken lamp while carrying a bag full of groceries that he took back off stage with him.
Anyway, Bloodborne is a PS4 exclusive. That's some bullshit.
I mean, good luck, man. Sony is going to keep that stuff exclusive. They just announced today for the new Avengers game that's coming out soon that Spider-Man is exclusive to PS4. So That's not going to go anywhere soon, but Horizon Zero Dawn and I believe Death Stranding, both are Horizon's out on PC, but I believe Death Stranding.
I need to get that game. It looked so good when I watched it.
You don't need to because you're going to live with me. I have all this stuff. See, this is what I'm saying. I am, so as
I. But I want to like play on good quality, you know, on my PC.
Ooh.
I mean,
I'm just kidding. I'm totally going to play it on your PlayStation 4. I'm also totally going to play Jedi Fallen Order.
I'm hoping the PlayStation 5 is backwards compatible. That's like the big thing with PS4 games. I really hope it is. That's, they haven't announced anything like that, but it would be really, I at least I might be wrong. I really hope it is because there's some games I haven't beat, but I'm just going to go back to them when I can play them and look better because after Microsoft's conference there, I think I'm going PS4 or PS5 with the upgraded PC because I'm going to have help. If I can get some, I'm getting some assistance with that PC. So I think for me, treat yourself to a PS5. If it's not like, they're saying like PS5 is probably going to be pretty expensive.
What, I can't be over $500.
I would there's say no like way. It would be crazy if it was.
Which is but crazy like, though, because also like we people pay like $1,000 for phones easily now.
Right.
And like a PlayStation or something being $500 is out of the question, but it's like, like that's supposed to be way more powerful and way more of a big deal than your phone, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, well, it depends on what it is. I mean, your phone's a lot more important to your day-to-day and stuff like that. But the PS5 is launching with a lot of good games, and I know there's a lot of games that are going to be coming out soon in the future. And if it looks, and if it's backwards compatible, then like I can go and play The Last of Us in much higher quality, which would be cool too. But after watching Microsoft's press conference, I was like, cool, some of these games look great, but they're really committing to Game Pass. And since Game Pass is a service that goes onto computer, I'm just going to play for Game Pass and just play the games on my computer. But, I mean, Trev, real quick, man, what'd you think of Halo Infinite?
It looks pretty rad. I watched like kind of the 10-minute like gameplay trailer or whatever. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't get the reference to, I guess, like Halo Wars 2 with the brute guy or whatever.
You didn't pay any attention to all the Halo Wars I played?
No. I mean, I played the first Halo Wars and it was like, it was cool, no. But I didn't play like any of the other ones. So yeah, I don't really get like also, who's going to be the big baddie, but it does, it just looks like classic Halo. So I'm kind of stoked for it.
Does that art style bother you at all?
No, I think it's cool. Like I wasn't really a fan of like Halo 5 really or anything. Like mm-hmm. I haven't been a fan of like 4 or 5 like or like kind of the direction that the series has been heading ever since Bungie left. But mm-hmm. it looks cool. Like it looks nostalgic. I don't know.
Yeah, I you know, if it plays well, it's going to, and it looks, I think it looks like a cool version of the Halo 1. Like again, I mean Halo 4 and 5 like they look great, but it doesn't, I don't know. It wasn't like I needed that. It was just like too like call. It was like kind of that Call of Duty modern vibe because they went futuristic a little bit too in like some aspects. Just the way like textures I feel like looked in that game. So I actually think the simpler art style or the more animated, quote unquote, I would say art style looks pretty dope. I'm excited for it. Grappling Hook. It's more hit. It looks like it's more like
Grappling Hooks are always.
Yeah, and it looks like classic Halo, and it's like, I'm in for that. An open world, that'll be interesting. Plus, the multiplayer's free. Like, and yeah. It's going to be on Game Pass. Like, it's worth to play. Like, that's like Microsoft didn't excite me with a ton of the games it showed. Nothing really there was like, yes, other than Halo, which was kind of a bummer. But Game Pass is such an incredible value. I pay $15, and I get access to all these games like that I wouldn't play, or like Halo, for example, or... Even, you know, in the little benefit too, I own a game physically, like Gears 5, but I just have it digitally installed so I can still play it. Like, to me, as someone who loves video games and it's like a big thing, like, that's a subscription service I'm totally down for. And if I get to play all these new games on PC, like, I'm still get to play them, and I don't mind playing them on PC, but like, Sony PS5 has been way more excited because the next Spider-Man game with Miles Morales, which is like my favorite version of Spider-Man, God of War 2 is at least, you know, feasibly in the next few years, all you know, and just replaying The Last of Us, and I wanted to get, I was decided, I think I wanted to get Ghost of Tsushima at some point. But I was just like, I'm just going to wait for the PS5. That's a game I'll wait for that. And because I do think I'll buy a PS5 launch day. Now, the exception is a slight rumor. It's nothing real substantial to it. Capcom usually drops a game, an individual game, when big stuff releases. You know, who might be rebooting a certain franchise, Capcom has thought.
Pac-Man?
No, that's Namco. Good
Mrs.
guess.
Mrs. Pac-Man?
Still Namco.
Pac-Man 2?
Capcom is Street Fighter?
Dead Rising.
Oh.
You guys, idiots.
No one cares about that obscure game.
I care. No one cares. But anyway, that's...
Speaking of...
I guess that wasn't really much of the future of games. I'm most looking forward to the narratives of the future. Like, I'm honestly looking most forward to the games, especially the Sony first-party games, of the next Spider-Man. Like, honestly, like, because it's a sequel with a different character. I like where that's going. Like, I know sequels aren't that, but, like, there's just so many stories that I'm excited to see get continued or experience for the first time, like Ghost of Tsushima. That's the stuff that I think I'm the most excited about. And minimal load times and, like, games just, like, booting in no load screens, which is that's the big focus of
your
games.
Xbox One definitely takes a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's a day one Xbox. I mean, it still does pretty well, but, like, even when I was... And my PS4 ran The Last of Us pretty well, but there was just sometimes it did sound like it was going to take off and through the ceiling.
Your Xbox is, what, like, 5 years old?
No, dude, freshman year of college that came out.
So, 6, 7?
Yeah.
7 years?
Yeah, 6 or 7 years.
That makes sense. I was going to say... 2013? Like,
2013, so 7 years. The fall.
I feel like we expect our... that's the other problem with consoles versus PC. I know this topic isn't console versus PC, but, like, you know, I have to say it. I feel like that's the biggest problem with me, or for me, with consoles, is that, like, they go obsolete so much quicker, but mm-hmm. they are about a third of the price at first, but then you don't have to, like, buy them, you know, regularly. Like, a PC you'll have, like, you just keep on upgrading the parts. Like, you, eventually you'll rebuild the whole thing, and, like, none of the original parts will be left, but, like, you do it so slowly that you don't even really notice.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this next gen, though, for on the Xbox side is at least they've ceased production of the Xbox Series X, but stuff is supposed to be pretty compatible across waves, but that's going to phase out. There's no way they're going to make the next big game with the hardware they can to scale it down to work on a day one launch Xbox One like I have. It's just not feasible. But maybe the Xbox One X, they can keep doing that stuff. And then you can just sell those at a cheap price. But anyway, Trevor, what about you, man?
Yeah, I was trying to think. You're talking about, like, the future of video games before the show. And I was trying to think of, like, I kind of understood it to be, like, games that I was hoping they would make one day or something along that line.
Yeah, that works, too. I was going to get to, like, my, like,
oh, that's a
dream
great.
Things that I would hope are going to happen this next generation.
Yeah.
That was going to be my last thing.
So, like, I was trying to think of, like, you know, some of my favorite games and, like, things I would love to see. And I honestly, I'm kind of shocked that EA hasn't rebooted Dead Space yet. Like, I feel like a mm-hmm. new generation could bring another Dead Space game or, like, a reboot of Dead Space or something. Because I know, I think people liked the third one, but, like, it wasn't really the same team that made the original. And it was, like,
just
very
that classic
different.
Case of, like, that third one, that third game in a series that mm-hmm. isn't like a, it's a big series, but it wasn't like the biggest. So they kind of took some different, or they probably, didn't they try to like shove a multiplayer mode in there or something at that point?
Yeah, it was like, they tried to make it co-op and like multiplayer and they made it more into like an action game, like a la like Halo or something versus like the original, like the first Dead Space was like, borderline like the original Resident Evils where it was just like you and you had to really manage your inventory and it was just so freaking scary and like mm-hmm. I just want them to bring something like that back. And I just feel like that was such a cool, like for EA it was such a unique IP. like I feel like if I go to like a Comic-Con and I see someone like cosplaying as Isaac, I'm like, oh yeah, like I recognize that armor, I recognize that guy, like I know that game. Mm-hmm. And not like a ton of games get that kind of mainstream recognition, I guess. So it would be cool if they brought something like that back.
Need Nugs in the chat says, sup, nerds. Sup, sup. Need Nugs. Thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah. I mean, that would be good. It is interesting But it seems like it's been a lot of Star Wars and sports games from EA.
I was just going to say, that speaking of Star Wars, I think you were talking about games that you would love to see, Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of how you took the topic to be. And, like, I have just been thinking lately that they, for a long time, have been talking about KOTAR being remastered. Knights of the Old Republic. Right, Paul? You told me that.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a thing, but, like, I don't know where that is. But I'm secretly hoping. I haven't played Jedi Knight Fallen Order. What is it called?
Yeah.
Jedi Knight Fallen Order.
I
have
that too. I didn't get it super into it when I started playing it.
I'm hoping. I know it's probably not going to be, so don't tell me if it is or not. But I'm hoping that it's like kind of a combination of like a Souls game and a Star Wars KOTAR RPG.
Yes. Don't I would me. Say definitely it has some some elements of that.
I just want like something that's really combat based and complicated, but like one of those, like, I think that was what was so cool about Sekiro, is that like it was combat, like very, very heavy into the combat, like any Souls game, but it was fast paced, and like once you got the rhythm of the game, like it really is kind of a rhythm game, like you get it, and like every boss presents a different like schematic that you have to follow, or else you just won't beat it. And once you do figure it out, it's still hard. And then once you like do it over and over and over again, like you can do it pretty easily. But it's like, it's not an easy game by any means. But it's also like not just a surface level game. It's not something like Knights of the Old Republic. The combat was just like you attack this person, you use this move, and like it rolls the dice. And I want something a lot more involved in the technical skill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of like reboots and remakes and sequels and things, I feel like the game industry almost needs something like what A24 has done with the movie industry, which is just like almost like an independent production company or independent distributor that like kind of takes bigger risks on more obscure style games, or like, you know, less mainstream style games, less AAA style games, and more like experimental type games. Because I feel like, you know, like we're talking about Halo Infinite coming out, we're talking about like redoing, or like how EA has all the Star Wars games that they've done. And it's like, when I think about some of my favorite games I've ever played, it's like, it's always like the first of whatever series, like
that fresh experience, that new.
Yeah, like Assassin's Creed comes to mind, or like Dead Space, like I was saying. Like, I feel like the first game, I was like, oh man, this is so cool. It's so different. Like, it really sticks out in my mind. And then, yeah, they made like more of those games, but like that first one still just sticks with me, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people share your sentiment on that, and myself included. I mean, but the other thing, it's just so much, there's just so many games that are out. I mean, there are those a lot. I mean, there are games I feel like big name publisher and devs should, you know, take some more risks and do some original stuff. I definitely think that could be a great plus. But that's what Xbox, you know, they just introduced a whole bunch, or they acquired a bunch of people, and then they are all releasing mostly new stuff. So there should be not a lot of stuff that grabbed me, but. Anyway, I think a lot of people share your sentiment of there could be some more, less sequels, more new stuff, but it's just like so hard because there is so much new stuff on a smaller scale that comes out all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I'll admit that like there are many people, me being one of them for sure, that it's way harder for me to get into something new than to get something that is like, you know, like a Knights of the Old Republic 2. Honestly, that game wasn't that great, but I still played it and finished it because I liked the first one so much, and because it's Star Wars, you know, like, and it was just like the world is cool and I'm used to it and I understand a lot about it, so it feels more rewarding. Whereas, like, you know, I tried to play like a couple different Dark Souls games and like just kind of fell off because I was like, man, like I didn't really follow the story. But then, you know, when I played Sekiro, or like when I've played some of these other games recently, like you end up playing it a while and you really start getting into it. But like that first little bit, it's like, you know, if you can read the first three chapters of a book, you're going to finish it. But if you like the first chapter, like you might still not work through it. I don't know if you guys are kind of like that with games or with books or anything. But I definitely am.
I fall off of games pretty quickly if they're like I Jedi Fallen Order is a good example, but it's just there just needs to be a certain time in place for me. But then it's like so many times that it's like, oh, I should go back and play Jedi Fallen Order, or like I haven't beaten Death Stranding. I'm still pretty early on. Like I should go back and play that game, or I can download Dead Rising and play that again, or I could just play Apex for a few couple of games and like just do that, because like. I feel like sometimes big narrative games take a little bit out of me, and if I'm not in a position to like just sit and get back into that narrative, I want to change that. My gaming habits have kind of changed, but like I'm definitely feeling that effect of my life is kind of so up in the air, and I'm trying to like do these small projects and do these things, and then plus like living with a bunch of people. Like it was dope playing The Last of Us because everyone was really into it, and like was it kind of was like a movie when I was playing it at the house, and like people were watching along. But it's hard sometimes to play a narrative focused game when you can't just like, you know, that's yep. your main focus.
Yeah, when there's people around and you're trying to talk to them.
Because like we have a setup here where it's my TV's on one side and we have a CRT on the other side. So I mean, there's a good chance it's like something's on there, or like I'm playing something on one side and like Mario Baseball or golf or something's on.
Yeah, the other. And when there's Mario Baseball, there's bound to be hooping and hollering.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's such a crime that I mean no ill will. But I got a hole in one in Mario Golf Toadstool Tour. I literally nailed a hole in one in competitive play against people, not a training mode. This was a legit hole in one. And our roommate Andrew was sleeping because he had to work like a professional. And for those who know me, not only is you're getting a hole in one in Mario Golf a tremendously big deal,
it's the biggest accomplishment
I happen to be what you might call a loud person. I have a high volume and I had to keep it all bottled up, and it's honestly a shame to this day. So now the next time I hit a hole in one, I'm celebrating for two. It's and who knows when that might be. It took me, the game came out in 2006 or 2007. It took me 13 years to get one. So who knows when that might be, but there's no way I'm containing it twice. And the worst part is, sometimes when you hit B in that game, you can watch replays of all these dumbass shots. You try to watch a replay of your hole in one, you can't watch it. And it doesn't save it unless you're playing single player.
Sounds like you didn't hit it.
I have witnesses. Jeff?
No.
Steve? They saw it. And I have a video of at least the hole in one screen. So fuck you, Caleb.
I don't believe it. I didn't see it. I don't want to believe it.
Well, yeah, because you never came over and hung out. We tried getting you to come over here. You're just scared of a...
What do you want
Mario sports games
out of the future of video games besides more hole in ones in Mario Baseball?
I mean, honestly, I am that sucker. I'm so excited to see the next iteration of so many games. Like I like really just want to play God of War 2 and Spider-Man Miles Morales. Like those games were just incredible. And it's like, as much as I love those new experiences, I am a sucker for returning to a world I love. But with me building a PC, I would love to just see like what I've been missing and just see like games. I think it'll be really cool to see what happens with Cyberpunk when that game comes out, like how that game's going to look and all the stuff that's in there. Honestly, I will say though, I would be down with big AAA games or like big mainstream games being toned down a little bit. Last of Us 2 is an amazing game, but there is just a lot. And it's a long game and it's great, but like, dude, I need everything that's in that game. No, like, honestly, for me, like, and I keep bringing it up, but like a Dead Rising reboot, which honestly I am thinking like is in the cards and like I'm really excited about. I would love for it to be in the mall or like a mall and a small surrounding area and like just make it difficult with that timer. Like, just we don't need the biggest, like, there are games that needs to be, but like, I think we could do better with just like a little bit more of those smaller scaled linear games. Like you maybe don't always need an open world, but like, you know, do it with like a little bit of exploration. Like Doom, I think is a good example of like, it's linear and Doom Eternal maybe, you know, but it's like, it's linear, but if you wanted to explore, you can, but it's still like in a similar scale, if you know what I mean. But yeah. I think it's still, that game still goes on a little bit too long.
I think that's kind of what I was trying to say with like, bringing in like some kind of an independent studio or something, because it's like I would love to see what could happen if some of these smaller game studios and smaller developers like got the money and backing of like some of these giant AAA titles, you know, because I feel like you're saying, like the latest Call of Duties and stuff, it's like I don't even care about them anymore because they're just so ridiculously over the top. With so much stuff, with like so many maps and so many guns and so many things and so many features and so much stuff, and they're just piling on DLC, and it's like, I just don't really care. I don't really want to play that anymore. Like, I'd rather sit down and have like a nice small,
I'm okay
like,
with beating a game in 5 hours
game, or like, or something that just has a really cool mechanic or something. Yeah, like, it doesn't need to be so insanely over the top like a lot of the AAA
like,
games are.
I mean, I think like, it doesn't work for certain games. I would have hated if The Last of Us Part 2 was 10 hours. You know, I would hate if the next Horizon isn't a beautiful open world. But like, I just think you can scale some of these experiences back a little bit. That, and I think it would just really help and just like help me keep me engaged and a little bit more in some games. Cause it's just, again, I am getting to that point. Like, games will forever be something I play and love, but like, I don't have as much of those days where I'm just like feel comfortable just, unless if the weather's like crappy, then it's something. But like most times it's like, I should be some, do some productive stuff, work a little bit. And like, I just don't have those like 4 to 6 hour sessions anymore a lot of the times with games. And it's like, if I do put like 4 to 6 hours into a game, I wouldn't mind if that was, if I did that over like 3 times and I had beaten a game, you know, that I think that, because I think games can tell, I mean, It is important to like determine which game, like I said, but I think more concise games, a little less bloated games is okay. I think The Last of Us 2 becomes a better game if you take out some stuff, just to make it a little bit quicker.
What, speaking of the of Halo Infinite, what do you think about this stuff that they're saying that like it's going to kind of take
well,
on
it's
like
definitely
the Destiny
supposed to be a
model
it'll
like
be a platform for sure.
A game?
The story, like, I don't know if you heard this, but the multiplayer is free to play. So it will, so you do not have to have the campaign of Halo Infinite to play the multiplayer, which means there's definitely going to be a battle royale. There's no way there's not at this point. There's definitely going to be a
Halo battle royale.
They said no. They said no, but
no,
come on.
They,
it's a big open world. They've already built a giant open world. They could just take a chunk of that map and put it in there, easily put 100 people in, and people would love it, dude. I would play that for sure. I wouldn't play it all the time. I still think Apex is like the best battle royale. I think it's the best way it's in there. But it is definitely a service. I don't necessarily know what that means to me. Like, if you want to do like a games as service type model or like keep updating things through the multiplayer, that's cool. But if they do lore after lore after lore after lore, if it's like just gets to that so long point where it's just like, okay, like. I do hope, honestly, the story is kind of left a little bit more alone, and that games as service is on that the multiplayer side.
My issue with the game as a service thing, though, like, and a lot of people reference Destiny as like kind of the Destiny's like the baseline for that type of like a game. My issue, like you were saying, is like not having enough time, and like a lot of those games will do like limited edition things, or they'll have like limited time frames that you can do certain things that like come out over time. And it's just like, if Destiny has like Destiny always does a like Halloween event, and that's like a bad example because they do it every year, but it's like they do a Halloween event and it's for like a week around Halloween, and there's all this stuff that all these missions you can do and all this stuff you gotta collect and all this whatever. And it's like, if I just don't play during that week, then I miss out on all of that, which like sometimes I just don't really have the time or the motivation to play during that week. And then it's kind of aggravating because like I play like a month later and everyone's like, oh yeah, you had to beat this thing in the Halloween event in right. the whatever thing. And I'm just
what
like,
is this,
okay,
RuneScape?
Cool. Let me just log off because I don't want to play this anymore.
The live game, I totally see what you're saying. That's an interesting gambit, or like, it's an interesting line to walk. I think it works for a game like Destiny, but like Halo, that's going to be an interest. Like, if you keep doing stuff after over and over for the story, that's just not going to work. But again, for the multiplayer though, if it's skins, if it's whatever, like I don't necessarily like care too much about that. You know, like, but like Destiny has those story elements. So if they're getting some crazy sniper rifle from that, from those trials of bugaboo booga ba. Or whatever, you know, that makes a huge difference. And I'm assuming too for like player versus player combat too, like if you miss out on that stuff too.
Well, yeah, and like I think Destiny 2 said that at this point, because they switched to like free to play or whatever for the first like X amount of levels or whatever stuff. But like I've heard that with new players now, because they're in like season whatever that they're in, they've now gotten rid of like the original campaign that you play like back when the game first came out, because they're like, at this point, if you haven't played that campaign, then like we're past that. So like just get rid of
that.
That's,
and I'm
like,
that's
like so much of the game that is just gone that you can't play anymore.
That'd be interesting. Like, I mean, games as a service will dominate next generation. The battle pass, the live updates, that will be the future of, for sure, the multiplayer side of video games. I don't think you're going to get around that. I don't mind the model. I don't mind the, I don't mind the free to play.
Like, I get why it's mind like the Apex Legend
model. You don't have, I mean, it sucks. You have to buy, I mean, it would be nice. I will say character unlocking or stuff should be, there should be more rewards in games for.
Well, but then at the same time, like, I totally get why they don't, because it's like,
but if you're going to release a game like Apex for free, like,
yeah, like it's,
I mean,
free.
That's a lot of work. You got to pay the bills. So
yeah, and like I honestly, like I unlock a player after. I mean, it's a lot of gameplay, but like I've unlocked like three or four since I started playing. Like,
yeah,
I don't play it all the time either. Like,
and I bought the battle pass this time for the first time when I got back into Apex, and it's helped accelerate. I think I'm gonna end up like when this battle pass is all said and done, like getting more characters if I hadn't, and I only put $10 into it. You know, I don't have a problem with it being the multiplayer side. DLC after DLC is just, nah. But the future, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. I will say, speaking of battle royales and like the future of video games, one of the biggest things that I really hope this next generation brings is like much better cross-platform support. Like across games, because like honestly, well, I'm ashamed to admit this, but
no shame.
I've
no shame.
Been playing
no
a lot shame. Of Fortnite, which I never, I always fun. Thought was really stupid. No, I always thought it was a really dumb game, but it actually, the thing that I like the most about it is it's freely available and cross-platform on basically any and all devices that like.
Sorry.
Anyone would want to play on.
I agree. My recording is worrying me because it's like behind, but if you wait a second, it like will change the duration. I thought it was frozen. But it looks to be.
I'm sure it's all good.
Yeah, it looks to be going. But no, I don't if you like Fortnite, why not? Like if that's what you want to play, because again, it's free, it's on everything.
I just hate the building.
Yeah, I just like, that's the thing. It's just Yeah, and like people are so good at both now, and like the skill gap is just crazy. Like gone are the days when Fortnite first came out, it was way different because everyone was still figuring everything out, and you could hide the bush and just shoot people with the pump shotgun. Like that was for me Fortnite at its prime, and then everyone was getting sick at it when it got super popular. But
it got
so
popular so fast.
But like that's why it's like Apex, I think, just takes the stuff I like about Fortnite, adds what I like about other games, and then puts it into like
so much fun.
The battle royale experience I enjoy.
Well, and like I love Apex, but like the thing that I've been really stoked on with Fortnite recently has just been that like I can hop on Fortnite on my PC, Amanda can hop on our Switch, our friend can hop on their Android tablet. And our other friend can hop on their Xbox, and we can get a four-person squad going with everyone on all those different devices, and we just throw up like a Discord call or whatever to like play together. And it's just so accessible. Like, it's just so fun to be able to play. Because even if like someone doesn't have any gaming consoles or anything, like they probably still have a mobile phone that can play it,
like,
and we can just
PC
all hop on and play.
PC guys are probably styling on our phone players. That's awful.
Dude, it's honestly hilarious. So we played a few games before I was like, well, wait a second, how does this like matchmaking work? And so I searched it up, and on Epic's website they explained that like whoever is the party leader is the platform that you matchmake with. And so at the time someone who was playing on a Switch was our party leader. And so I was like carrying the whole team, dude. I was trashing fools. Like our first game, we took second, and that was only because right at the end, I went to kill the last guy, and he like built a bunch of shit or whatever, and his like teammate dude, killed me, and so I was like, strong. Oh, come on.
I mean, then
watching my buddy Tyler's really good.
I hate it. It drives me crazy.
Like, I mean, he'll just throw up walls like instantly, and just like, it's so fast. It's crazy how fast it is.
Yeah.
But winning a game in that feels real.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It does feel really good. So it's same with Apex, but.
Yeah.
No, I think you make a great point, but that's what's interesting with Xbox too, this Project X Cloud, where it's their streaming service where you pay for that. And I actually have access to that. I think I could try it out.
Yeah.
Connect a controller to my phone, play, then they're streaming the games and they should run really well. Like, I have a newer iPhone, so hypothetically, if I'm paying for that Game Pass and stuff and I'm getting that X Cloud, I could be playing dope-ass games on my iPhone, which I don't know if I'd use it that much, but it would be, I mean, that's a tight option. Sitting at the airport or something like that and just bust it out with a little custom grip thing.
Yeah.
All's understanding of electronics is...
You know?
That's Gears of War. It's playing Gears of War.
Got you.
The future of video
then
games.
Then the right. Chainsaw gun comes out.
Also, though... sorry, the Xbox has been like pushing hard for cross-platform, it seemed like, but I've discovered recently that all of the newer Microsoft games that are technically like cross-platform, you have to have the version on PC that's from the Microsoft store or like the Game Pass like app or whatever, not the version that's on like Steam or the version that's on something else. Cause like I have Halo on Steam and I don't know that I would be able to play it with someone who has it on Microsoft Store or Xbox, which is like, come on.
Yeah.
Like it's just, I should be able to just play it with whoever
Nintendo
I want to play
and Microsoft are working together pretty fine. And I'm going to say the Microsoft character is in this Fighter Pass 2 for Smash. And I think it's going to co-sign, you know, it could be. Here's just think about this, okay? It is October. The next wave of consoles is coming out the end of November. Nintendo launches a surprise Smash favored or centered Nintendo Direct.
Oh.
And then it opens. It's all black. Dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my gosh, fucking Master Chief.
Dun, 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 dun. And then boom, some dope ass voiceover thing. He flying in. It would make total sense if you're going to put in Master Chief to do it right before the new Halo drops. The internet blows up. It goes crazy. If Snake's in it, why not Master Chief? Microsoft and Nintendo have this new relationship. Slam dunk. Put Chief in Smash. It would be
and then,
so dope.
And Master Chief can L cancel his moves and he can wave.
Shut
dash.
Up. I don't care about can, you. I
you
don't
can
care
do
about
all the sweet movement that Melee has.
Smash
and they
Ultimate
don't forsake
Online
a community
is so
people.
Fun. Doubles on wait, the same wait. Console. Friendly fires off. It's just a good time. This guy's a lame-o over there.
So I'm imagining, Master Chief,
recovery.
He's got a grappling hook
oh,
now,
no,
or a jetpack
well for Smash Brothers, likely, or a jetpack or something. But would there be some kind of like, you know, when you throw like the little thing and then another character joins you to fight with you? Would you have
the arbiter
something
trophy,
and he'd like play with
too.
You for a little
no,
bit?
No, so you obviously energy sword is your forward smash. Obviously, you have the same grenade move that Snake does, but it's plasma grenades instead. Be way cool. You can
That'd
that
be
could
rad.
Be your final smash
Spartan
or that
laser.
Could be like a
you
side
Spartan
B
laser.
Move. like you, let's see, I'm trying to think.
Maybe
of
he could charge the Spartan laser.
Like a hold B,
like
your hold
a neutral
B,
charge.
Your neutral B is the Spartan laser.
I hope Nintendo's taking notes.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of what.
I mean,
what,
definitely
what,
grenade.
What, is down
what kind
smash
of recovery
be?
Would he have? Would he have? Well,
he has the new this. Grappling hook, or there's jetpacks from Reach. You can. I mean, he's.
Dude,
I think that could be an item.
Bubble
if
shield.
Out, like,
would
he
have a bubble,
like a bubble shield?
Bubble shield.
He could have a shine as a bubble shield.
No, that wouldn't be. I mean, man, there's so many options. Dude, I think it's like that's a moment that would it's Chief and Smash. Come on, what would be what tops that?
They could put the Dragonborn in it.
When you When you break the when you break the smash ball, it just does the overshield like
that would be awesome.
Come on,
it would be really cool.
It would be so cool. It would be super dope.
What would his taunt be?
I don't know
enough good Halo quotes. I didn't play those games that much.
I mean, there's plenty.
Dude, assist trophy could be Johnson.
just yells at you. But no, you could be like
Keith.
Yeah, let's. Oh man, there's just so many things you could do.
Or Cortana, yeah.
His taunt would just be
finishing the fight.
Imagine like when he dies, the sounds would be hilarious.
Wow, yeah. You just do all the ones from Halo that are hilarious, yeah.
Especially like the online ones where you're just like,
oh, yeah. Oh!
Yeah. Or when you fall off, yeah. There's some great. It's almost like a Wilhelm yell.
Yeah, it is definitely kind of like a Wilhelm yell,
dude. If he's like a DLC character, does he get his own map?
Yeah.
Because the map would be Zanzibar, like for sure, with the fan in the back. Like that's dude, the map.
It's $1 million idea. Smash on, million sure. dollar idea. Sign me up. The future of video games is bright, and so is the future of this podcast, because we are going to wrap things up here and get and look forward to the future episodes of the Chat Pack podcast. Thank you so much for joining us here at twitch.tv/chat_pack. Follow along with us on your favorite streaming service. Just search Chat Pack podcast and follow us on Twitter, Chat Pack Live. Follow us on Instagram, Chat Pack Live. Guys, closing thoughts. Caleb, I'll get to you in a second. But Trevor, what's your closing thought of the cast?
Well, we didn't touch on it too much, but one last future of video games thing I'm looking forward to is more like VR support, or like maybe some new discoveries in the world of VR.
Also, I feel special like shout out to the developers of Superhot. I'm not remembering it. They released a basically sequel or like DLC or something, and if you owned and purchased Superhot, they gave it to you for free. So I just got a whole bunch of new Superhot stuff on my Xbox
That's
for
sick.
Free.
Dude, Superhot's such a fun game.
Yeah, Superhot's super fun.
It's super fun. Super fun.
That is probably one of my favorite recent VR games as well.
And it's got
great reviews.
It's
really fun in VR.
Oh.
Dude, it's so tight. You whip like a gun to your left and take out a guy and catch his like blade and throw it to the right and take out another guy and
oh,
duck a bullet.
Dude, I didn't even think about that. Cool. Oh, I gotta so play good. That now. So, Trevor, I'm gonna come play. I'm just gonna stay with you and play it. I'm just going to live on your couch super for like a week and be
hot.
Not really.
Super yeah, for sure.
Hot.
It's Caleb's recommendation. Caleb's recommendation.
All right. I think that everybody kind of had a hint at it that I've talked about Sekiro a lot. Sekiro is definitely my recommendation. That game is so much fun. It is so fast paced. The aesthetic of it is just crazy that you're playing a Japanese shinobi ninja kind of guy, but you're also just like fighting sometimes giant monsters, sometimes badass samurais, sometimes like weird, like they've got some wild characters. Like one of the, like there's just guys who hang out on the roofs and they're kind of dressed up like bird people. And like, they kind of have giant long ears. Like I guess bird people wouldn't have giant long ears, but they're weird. I guarantee that. And you'll just be playing, you'll be on a roof, and all of a sudden,
gargoyles.
You just hear, and then all of a sudden, you just get hit by a guy who's like gliding from a kite that's like a few hundred feet up in the air. You're like, who had the fucking idea for that? It is so good. So challenging. If you start playing it and you're like, I just don't get this game, like look up a guide or a view on it. Like, because there's some stuff that like there's these perilous attacks that you can't block or parry, and the game's built around blocking and parrying, and so you just have to look up like how to manage like that small set, and then all of a sudden the game becomes just like this awesome puzzle game. Paul, you gotta play it.
Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice.
Sekiro.
That's Caleb's recommendation. Caleb's recommendation.
Oh, we're gonna record a little loop for that. Trevor can just play it.
Guys, thank you all so much for joining me. Thank you all for listening. No. Until next time, we will catch you on the flippity
flip.